What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True crime fans will love Crime House True Crime Stories, a Crime House original podcast. Every Monday, you'll experience the most notorious true crime cases from that week in history, all linked by a common theme, from serial killers to disappearances to unsolved murders and so much more. Follow and listen to Crime House True Crime Stories, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Crime House Studios, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Kale and Company, weekday mornings, 6 till 10.
Time for a Dawn Stenzel and Big 3 at 9:03.
It's the Big 3 and 9 on Kale and Company.
Sponsored this morning by Piazza Auto Group, number one. Well, they're calling it Motorcade Madness. Get ready, Philadelphia, because Joe Biden is coming to town. Expected to arrive at Philadelphia International Airport this afternoon. So between 1 and 4, and then, of course, Eagles home opener, kicking off 8:15 Lincoln Financial Field. But when you think about South Philadelphia and all the tailgaters, well, tailgaters versus the motorcade. So that's why they're saying we're going to have some traffic madness descend upon us in Philadelphia today.
Okay. And do we know specifically what Joe's up to?
So I believe he's speaking before the historically black university college group, their convention today.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a historically black college group that he's speaking to them.
Okay.
And then I believe tomorrow, HBCU, it's National HBCU Week. It's their conference this week in Philadelphia. And he's the first speaker.
Are you guys a little surprised that they're still letting Joe out to do these, you know, public appearances at this point?
No.
Because we talked about that last week. I forget who had this story about whether they were, it wasn't a report, but I guess it was more of a speculation piece on should they decide to, you know, maybe put Joe, you know, on ice, put him back in the basement.
By the way,
Joe again at the HBCU thing. I mean, haven't we seen that song and dance before? If I'm Harris, like, just looking at this,
I mean,
without a partisan lens, do you really want Joe out at this point?
You can see where they're going full-throated for, you know what I mean? Like,
well,
they need the African-American constituency if they want to win the election, and they know that.
So, my point being, then, is Joe Biden the best person?
No.
The best person?
No.
To secure that vote?
Nope.
That's what I'm saying.
I would actually send out Shapiro or somebody like that, but apparently he's on the other wing of the tour. He's doing the reproductive freedom version of the tour.
He was here over the weekend.
I don't know if you saw that, Dawn.
Yeah.
He's the reproductive wing of the
baby making.
Yeah, he's the baby making wing of the of the party. So
wow. Well, I mean, I think Shapiro carries more weight at this point than Biden. But then again, I'm not advising them, and they didn't ask.
Just curious, are there any females they can send out to do this, you know what I mean, rather than Josh Shapiro? Just asking for a friend.
And, you know, it works on both sides, too. I've said that, you know, that's why I was big on a female vice president for Trump, from the standpoint of females that handle the messaging better, whether it's Sarah Huckabee Sanders, Tulsi Gabbard, Nikki Haley. I think any woman does a better job explaining that than a dude, Republican or Democrat, by the way.
Well, I think part of it is, I mean, as far as the reproductive rights thing, I know Kamala Harris has spoken out about it, but maybe they feel like Josh and his wife Lori have a bunch of kids.
I've never seen Lori. Does she have crazy chick eyes too? No.
No, okay.
That's a Walls
childhood
exclusive.
Sweethearts, grew up in this
Walls
area.
Exclusive. It's not a Walls exclusive, by the way. We don't know anything about his wife. I'm just looking at the picture and seeing that cringe.
Yeah.
Turn the page. Makes me never want to listen to that Bob Seger song again.
Yeah, that's a good point.
But I think, you know, as far as the historically black colleges,
yeah.
Remember, wasn't Trump during his administration helped? I mean, he was credited with empowering those colleges as well. They just want to, it's a show me the money is what this is yeah. that you're going to support us
yep.
and all of that good stuff. And so they want Trump, they want Harris, they want Biden. So I think Biden's here to say, don't worry, we've got you. You know, we've got you.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's what that is. But unfortunately for the rest of us, it's going to be the traffic nightmare du jour. So mm-hmm. we're talking about that this morning.
Just curious. I mean, a former president was almost assassinated again for the second time in 2 months. Shouldn't the president be doing something else rather than, you know, campaigning for Kamala?
Well,
just asking for a friend.
Well, he made a post yesterday okay. on social media.
Right. He's getting to the bottom of it.
Yeah, once you put your post up on X that you don't condone political violence, you've met your obligations.
Yeah.
Yeah. By the way, apparently, according to reports, I haven't seen this second one, but we know the first one. But there are people out there saying that now both Ruth and Crooks have appeared in BlackRock commercials.
I think I retweeted somebody's.
So that is true.
Thing
so,
on that.
So before we all retweeted it and said it on the air, did we verify anything or do we just retweet?
I didn't. I did retweet it, just but curious. I didn't fully verify it.
Yeah.
So that's why I didn't say it.
Yeah, maybe.
But I did retweet.
Okay. Yeah, maybe you should check on things before you retweet them.
I'm not saying
it's not true. I'm just saying that maybe we should check on things.
All I said was, what a coincidence.
Repeat them and then retweet them. Just saying there.
I just retweeted and said.
So it's got to be true if it's
nothing to see here. Just a coincidence.
This is I'm telling you guys, this is where, you know, with all the credibility that has been garnered with all this stuff, then these conspiracy theories come out. And I'm not saying this one is it, because I don't know, but like, that's where everybody loses it. Like, okay, I'm just like, they tune it out because it's like, well, did you see this, did you see that, did you see this, did you see that? Thank you.
Sure.
Since you were talking about reproductive rights, I'll go to this new study that shows that 1/4 of young adults do not plan to have children. Number one issue, they cite financial troubles as well as, thinking about fertility. So, but it's number one issue. The reason that young people say, nope, I'm not having kids is because of tough financial times.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm not having kids either. I'm done.
You don't have it anymore.
That's correct. Two. Yeah, I'm tapped out now. I've hit my quota there too.
So they say they have to choose between having, it's like Sophie's choice, between having children and financial stability. So they're choosing financial stability. It's a consumer spending and saving index. That's what's been released from Mass Mutual.
Mm-hmm.
And about 23% of millennials and Gen Z who do not have children say they are not planning to become parents because of financial reasons, just can't afford it.
Yeah. Well, I know we got caught up in that whole family thing back with, remember Harrison Butker having kids, a wife, you know, the homemaker, raising a family. Like, I think, you know, creating a family is a beautiful thing, but I don't begrudge anybody that says it's too expensive in this day and age to even, like, I mean, if you're 25 years old and you're freshly married and you're contemplating having kids and you say no, it's just too much money, well, I don't criticize people for that.
Well, 31% of millennials and Gen Z respondents to this survey say they do not plan on becoming parents. And they said that they put off having kids and then realize that they cannot afford it. More than 40% of the respondents to the study say they could not have children at the expense of their financial freedom, financial stressors. And it's a growing trend, they're mm-hmm. saying, among young adults.
Yeah.
And they want to prioritize financial security.
Yeah, Kristen and I didn't have kids until we were 30.
I waited until I was 40.
You waited until the pandemic. You're like, I'm bored.
Well, that's just it. You're lucky because a lot of people, you know, a lot of people past 25 plus find that they waited, or maybe they're 30 and they saved up all this money.
Mm-hmm.
They put it off and then they realize, ruh-roh.
Yeah.
We waited too long and we can't have kids.
I think 30 is the sweet spot. I think I did it right. I got to give myself a pat on the back.
No, I think I did it right.
Well, it's the give and take, right? Like, okay, you lived your life further and longer and then had kids.
I didn't really.
But my wife has a girlfriend that got pregnant her freshman year of college And now she is a freshman in college with her kid now. And I'm thinking, like,
it's amazing.
She's 40 and she's almost, you know, off the hook. And now she's going to have, like, these next handful of years where it's like she can get back to doing what she used to do.
I look at some of my my contemporaries who, you know, had kids younger, and their kids are now in, you know, high school, late high school, or even college. And they're just sitting back, and they're loving life.
Yeah.
And they're like, yep, kids are, you know, it's all good.
That trip.
Kids are going to be out of the house soon. It's all good. We're going to do this. We're going to do that. And I'm just like, oh, boy. I can't look forward to that for another at least 13 years, 14 years.
I've got 7 years, 11 months, and 24 days
left. Not that he's counting, girls. Number three in the Big Three, the 2024 Primetime Emmy Awards. Held at the Peacock Theater in Los Angeles.
Yeah. Peacock. Dun, dun,
dun, dun. I must have missed that last night. Anybody win anything big?
I was flipping around, but I'm not watching The Bear. The Bear got 23 nominations.
That's with that kid from Shameless, right?
Yeah, my husband loves it. Uh-huh. It's too chaotic for me. I haven't started watching it. The Crown, Hacks. They did have Henry Winkler as the Fonz.
Love the Fonz.
You know, they had him on there, but I don't know.
Yeah, I must have missed that. I was doing what most men were doing, watching football.
Yeah, football, Trump breaking news, and the Emmy Awards. Meryl Streep.
Candace Bergen apparently won an award, and then she made a little political statement.
I was going to say, did anybody get political?
Yeah, just a little bit.
I was surrounded by brilliant and funny actors.
Oh, boy. I was surrounded by brilliant and funny actors. Aren't I sexy? Sorry.
That's pretty good. Sorry.
All right. Let me start over.
All right.
I was surrounded by brilliant and funny actors, had the best scripts to work with, and in one classic moment, my character was attacked by Vice President Dan Quayle when Murphy became pregnant and decided to raise the baby as a single mother. Oh, how far we've come. Today, a Republican candidate for vice president would never attack a woman for having kids. So, as they say, my work here is done. Meow.
Because remember, she was Murphy Brown.
Yeah. Great show back in the day. She's got to be, Candace Bergen's got to be close to 80 by now. I bet you she's Trump or Biden's age. Hmm. Has to be.
Probably.
I'll just guess. I'm going to say 79 would be my guess. But
so she, the headline in USA Today, by the way, 2024 Emmy winners and presenters.
78. Very good.
Yeah.
Very good. She looks good for 78.
Oh, sure. Does she? There was no video with that. I just heard audio.
Gold sequin.
Yeah.
Greg?
Yeah, sure. I would like to say that when I was Murphy Brown,
1991.
Oh, my Lord.
Greg Stocker, here it is. Greg Stocker for Halloween to dress up like Candace Bergen at the Emmys, right? I dare you.
By the way,
gold sequin tight dress.
Once we get closer to Halloween, I'm going to go on a rampage about how much I hate Halloween.
Really?
I hate Halloween.
My daughter and I are actually thinking of going as Joaquin Phoenix and Lady Gaga from the new Joker movie.
Really?
Yeah. I'm going to take her to see it. 10-year-old going to see a rated R movie.
What is wrong with you, dude?
She loves Batman and the Joker.
Dude, don't do that.
Don't do that.
Don't
Come
do
on.
It.
Come on.
It's rated R.
What is wrong with you?
Don't do it.
Come on.
Something will be in there.
Be best.
And you will you're going to regret it. There's going to be just this one scene that you're going to go, "Oh man."
Yep.
In theaters October 4th.
Jeez. But anyway, the headline.
Phil Umquist or somebody. Stop! Don't take your daughter.
Yeah, don't.
Phil gets enough. Phil has enough fun going around the country and the world.
I know.
He's like our guy from Hawaii.
Yeah.
World traveler.
Headline in USA Today: they couldn't keep their paws off political cat jokes. That was the headline.
Oh, there was. Trust me, there was my girl's birthday party on Saturday at the bowling alley. There was all kinds of cat commentary.
Yeah.
Really?
We'll save that for Dana Bash and JD coming up.
Yep.
Meow. Trump should, you know, get like a rescue cat and just sit there and pet the cat. It would be
no, because then they'll say he's like Dr. Evil. He shouldn't do that either.
Has PETA officially weighed in on the controversy?
These guys need to stop talking about this. Is what they need to do. J.D. Vance needs to stop going on Sunday morning shows.
On a serious note, are you surprised that this has garnered the legs that it has?
No, I'm not surprised. Here's the thing, and we used to say this in television news, local news, national news. Here's the sick statistic. You can talk every single day about people being, you know, victims of violence, of children being abducted, horrible things. Whenever we would have a story about a cat or a dog,
it just jumps we would get inundated.
Mm-hmm. People, there's something with animals that people go crazy.
Yeah, because I think we like animals more than humans.
I know. Well,
right.
And so, in a way, was Trump, when he threw that out there, I know some of you are going to say, oh, you were aggravated. But in a way, it forced everybody to talk about what's happening as far as Ohio, that they're inundated.
It didn't, though, because everybody's focusing on this. It was the biggest mistake they ever made, and they should stop doing interviews. Stop doing interviews about it, because that's all they're asking about.
You think this is going to go away between now and the election?
I mean, it's not going to go away, but it's going to be, like, something else is going to come out that's going to be
a big issue. If Trump, another assassination attempt doesn't trump, no pun intended, the cat story and kick that to the back burner, what will, right?
What happens is that you have one side saying, nope, it never happened. The other side doubling down with, like, well, here's a video from this person who shows this. Just stop talking about it. Who cares?
But what happens is it forces everybody to search it. And when you search it, what you realize is it's a small town and they've been inundated with 20,000 people coming in. And it was a program that working.
That's being lost in.
I don't think.
It is. That's being lost in the dog and cat thing. I'm telling you, I agree with you, Don. That's a great issue for the Republicans. It's being lost in internet conspiracy nonsense. The end.
Well.
No, I'm just saying.
This is still a big three, by the way.
I'm 16, sorry.
16 minutes three. In.
Sorry.
Am I sponsored by Piazza Auto Group?
Yeah, I don't know.
Am I sponsored by anybody?
Yeah. We all love Piazza Auto Group here.
Yes,
so
do.
Explore the most desirable luxury SUVs with the Range Rover, Discovery, Defender models. Find the vehicle that is perfect for you. Maybe Mrs. Kale, because you said she's looking.
I hear about, Dawn, is third row.
Third row.
Third row is like the only thing I ever hear in my house anymore.
There's a Land. I don't know if Land Rover Westchester, Willow Grover Wilmington, Kristen Kale could get a personalized test drive.
Mm-hmm.
This is lovely.
Yeah,
Piazza Auto Group.
She's going to need a third job to pay for that.
He's like Ixnay on Eozapay for Mrs. LK.
I prefer I would suggest the Honda, Kristen.
I
hear Hondas
Honda.
Are very nice.
My Honda minivan has the third row.
Damn right. My Honda truck.
The sliding door.
And for everybody out there, by the way, I do have a truck. It is a truck, okay?
There we go.
For all of you, it's a six-cylinder truck.
It's just a smooth riding truck.
Yeah, yeah. I don't have to dump $120 in my gas tank. So there.
You're going to get all the F-150 drivers now all upset with you.
Well, they should all ditch the F-150 and get a Honda Ridgeline. Like real men drive.
That's your big three. I did the sponsor. I did it all.
All right. There we go. Thank you very much, Dawn.
This is the Kale and Company podcast from Talk Radio 1210 WPHD and on the free Odyssey app.
It's time for What's on the Cut Sheet Part 2.
What's on the Cut Sheet?
I do. So J.D. Vance went on, by my count, I think two or three Sunday morning shows yesterday, starting with State of the Union on CNN with Dana Bash. And Dana Bash spent the entire 17 minutes discussing the Springfield, Ohio Haitians, migrants eating cats, dogs, whether it's true or not, the bomb threat, all that stuff. It was talked about. So let's start off with it. This is cut two, Phil, if you want to start. And things quickly go downhill. So cut to go.
Here with me now is Republican vice presidential nominee J.D. Vance, who represents Ohio in the U.S. Senate. Thank you for being here, sir. So the mayor of Springfield, Ohio, Rob Rue, said, quote, all these federal politicians that have negatively spun our city, they need to know they're hurting our city. And it was their words that did it. Before Donald Trump talked about eating dogs and cats on a debate stage, it was you, Senator, who first elevated this baseless rumor. These are your constituents. So why are you putting them at risk by continuing to spread claims about Haitian immigrants, despite officials in your state saying that there's no evidence and pleading for you to stop?
Well, Dana, first of all, what's putting the residents of Springfield at risk, which was a town completely ignored by the American media until Donald Trump and I started surfacing some of these concerns, is that they can't afford housing, they can't afford health care. The schools have been overwhelmed, the hospitals have been overwhelmed, and they're overwhelmed because Kamala Harris allowed 20,000 Haitian migrants to get dropped into a small Ohio town of about 40,000 people, and it's completely overwhelmed the services. Now, you ask, why have I talked about some of the things that I've been talking about? Let me just say this. My constituents have brought approximately a dozen separate concerns to me. 10 of them are verifiable and confirmable, and a couple of them I talk about because my constituents are telling me firsthand that they're seeing these things. So I have two options, Dana. I can ignore them, which is what the American media has done for years to this community, or I can actually talk about what people are telling me. And of course, many of the things that the media says are completely baseless have since been confirmed. For example, I was told, Dana, that the American by the American media, that it was baseless that migrants were capturing the geese from the local park pond and eating them. And yet there are 911 calls from well before this ever became a viral sensation of people complaining about that exact thing happening. So my attitude is, listen to my constituents. Sometimes they're going to say things that people don't like, but they're saying things that people don't like because their town has been overwhelmed, and it's my job to try to fight for them and to protect them. Kamala Harris opened the border, and now these people are suffering. That's what I'm focused on, Dan.
So a couple of things. Number one, it always irritates me that it's always Republicans' words that are deemed more offensive, inflammatory, and culpable for whatever transpires over a Democrat's actions. Why are Republicans' words always seemingly worse than what a Democrat actually allows to happen? And we're talking about, you know, a migrant invasion in a country, right? So that's like the first thing. So I'm in total agreement with J.D. Vance, and I'm sick of the way, like, Dana Bash had to script that entire question. But, like, I've tried to almost ignore this story because I don't know what's true and what's not. And to be honest, I really don't care, and maybe that's not going to come off well, but whether it's a man with a geese or this video that was going over the weekend of somebody like on the side of a house filming somebody that looked like they were like cooking some sort of weird animal on a grill. Some people claim it's a dog, and then you find out it's not Ohio, it's Iowa. Like, I'm just tired of, like, and I don't want to go off because I haven't gone off on the Trump assassination all morning. I've been very even-keeled. I'm trying to keep my composure. So I'm just tired of people that see something and they just automatically assume, like the guy, the video of the Haitian man. Did you know the guy, the Haitian man walking with the geese, that photo?
Well, we don't know if he was Haitian. That's,
I think, okay. But my point, my point being is this is a guy that was picking up a goose that got hit by a vehicle and he was getting it off the road. And immediately everybody said, he's going to eat it.
And by the way,
and it's just like,
Ohio has, there's like 2 days out of the year where you can, or out of the month where you can, like, legally, if you have a, if
you can go goose hunting.
Yeah. Yeah. Because they're overrun by them in that area. But my point with all of this is that, like, is this where the Trump campaign wants to be 50 days out talking?
Well,
about this?
It's like the third or fourth thing under one umbrella of immigration. Like, for all the time that everybody, and you know who you are, that you spend time tweeting about this animal, you could be doing something more impactful, like Lake and Riley. Like, if you want to go with immigration and the border, I got you. It's a winning issue.
It is.
It's a winning message.
Yep.
What did I
but
say to you,
use the names like Lake and Riley.
What Nobody did I say to you in television news? Here you have Lake and Riley. You have the Ungari girl, 11 years old, raped and, I mean, horribly raped and murdered, the Maryland mom. I mean, nobody talks about it. All of a sudden, you talk about cats and dogs, in Ohio, and people are losing their minds. And that's this story has stuck. How long has this been going on that we've been discussing this? A week?
Right.
Almost, I mean, it's 5 days, but it's right?
Which I'd be fine with if it's absolutely verifiable, 100% accurate. And the fact that nobody can tell us one way or the other is
ridiculous.
Well,
there's video,
guys. It's not making the impact on that you think it's making. It's making the impact of people looking at them like they're effing crazy.
Nope. You know what? Okay. Younger voters, younger people are looking it up, and you can find it for yourself.
Yep, okay.
There's a crazy lady eating a cat. But there it is.
But who?
There's somebody. I mean, there are calls.
Who is looking it up? That's is it the
younger voters who are not as well informed who get their news from Twitter?
If it's the 5% of undecided people, and that can win you those people over, great. But my gut feeling is the only people that are eating it up as far as the being in their emotions are the right-wing social media people. See, I took...
Well, no, it's left-wing social media now trying to prove the other side wrong.
Right.
That's all this is. It's a volleyball going back and forth and getting lost in the issues. The Trump campaign is talking about eating cats and Taylor Swift 50 days out. It's ridiculous.
What happens when you try to prove it wrong is you look it up, and you start seeing all the stuff that's been going on.
And look, Republicans have been right about a lot of things the last 4 years, and I've talked about it. The conspiracy theories aren't conspiracy theories. They're just the truth that gets delayed 6 to 18 months. And we've documented it. But to your point, it's like we're playing ping pong right here, right? And the right is saying it's true, the left is saying it's not true, and we're volleying back and forth. But nobody's putting up a point on the scoreboard with it.
DeWine has come out and said it's not true. The mayor there has come out and said it's not true. I don't know if it's true or not. I don't care. You're talking about things.
I honestly don't
50
care
days
about it.
Out.
I don't care about it. You have not seen me tweet about it once.
You want to talk?
I just don't care about it.
You want to talk about immigration and all that other stuff? Fine. Right. I'm like you said, Nick. That is a winning issue. This does not. You have to go down 10,000 roads to get to the immigration part.
I just think that we have Trump and Republicans have so many things on their side, and we get caught up in the stuff that just
social media is not your friend, and it does you no favors.
And it's not even that.
I'm
it's just like, I mean, just keep hammering home economy, borders, and wars.
Yep.
Economy, borders, and wars. That's all you have to do. Stop worrying about Geese and Laura Loomer. Seriously.
God,
man. Absolve her. She's like, you need a disinfectant from that woman. Ah, I'm getting mad. I said I wouldn't do it. All right, play something else.
We should break.
God. Geese and Laura Loomer.
Yep, that's where we are 50 days
you
out.
You silly goose.
That's where we are 50 days out.
Why don't we hire Simon Ativa while you're at it?
What? Oh, that'll make me feel good. He's with us.
Simon's a good guy.
855-8 He's a troll too. They're all grifters. Sound like you now. 855. I need a vacation from Stalker.
Yeah.
I need to cleanse myself of Stalker. 839-1210 if you want to jump in. We'll come back. We'll get to today in music history. What's on tap for the Dawn Show? And of course, your voicemails. We'll play those stinking voicemails, baby. My favorite feature of the day. Get creative, get passionate, let it rip. Imitate people. I don't care what you do. It's your dime. We're back after this. Stay right there.
You've heard me talk about Chapman Windows, Doors, and Siding. I think the world of the Chapman family team, Mike and Mark Chapman, started their business nearly 3 decades ago right here in our area, Chester County. You know by now, if I needed windows, doors, siding, I'd only trust the Chapman family team. But if you're thinking of updating your front entry door, right now is the perfect time. For the entire month of September, Chapman is offering free hardware on a new front entry door up to the value of $500. And oh my goodness, an updated front door can really change the look of your home. It's like an instant makeover, and also the curb appeal, obviously increasing and boosting resale value. So whether you're looking for a single door, double door, maybe a door with the side lights, that's what I have. Chapman's Experienced Project Consultants, they're going to help you choose the right door for your home. If you or somebody you know is looking for windows, doors, siding, shutters, hardware, they have it all. Just give them a call, text 610-431-8898. You can always take a virtual tour, look at the before and after photos, which I love, and the videos. I think somewhere in there are my doors and the window replacement. But ChapmanWindowsDoors.com, ChapmanWindowsDoors.com. Tell them Dawn sent you.
It's Kale and Company on demand. from Talk Radio 1210 WPHT and the free Odyssey app.
Maybe we have more comments similar to Wendy's with our voicemail machine.
Hey, I was calling about the $25,000 first-time home buyer. I saw a TikTok from a real estate agent who went in depth into that proposal. And apparently it only applies to first generation home buyers.
Uh-huh.
Meaning that if my daughter was a first time home buyer, but I own a house, she's not a first generation home buyer. There's only one category of people that are first generation home buyers, and they're illegal aliens.
Dawn Stensland, I think you were commenting on that earlier.
Well, she's right. It would definitely put the favor away from, obviously, away from anybody who's white.
Mm-hmm.
So it would focus on folks who are brand new to the country,
mm-hmm.
or maybe in the so-called black and brown community.
My sister has jumped in as somebody that buys homes and flips them and leases and rents them. She says fixing inflation puts more than $25,000 back in buyer's pocket. Keep your $25,000 down and give us 3% inflation again. Save hundreds on thousands of dollars. 3% interest rates, please. No more 7.75%. There you go. My sister
rang
in. Yeah.
This is Joe from Wayne.
Hey, Joe.
Man, I zip you. Man, I zap you. I zip you, zap you, zap you, slap you.
Yeah, it's a remix.
Have a great day, guys. Love
Damn
the show.
Right, yeah. That's the Gary from Dominican Republic Zip Zap remix. I'm going to drop that on my new special coming out next month, exclusively on iTunes.
An Aussie tinfoil hat theory.
Yep. Love that.
I saw on the internet a picture of these earrings that are monitors that were suspiciously identical to Kamala Harris's earrings. And my stepdaughter did point that out while we were watching it. And secondly, Mitt Romney kicked Barry Robinson's butt in that one debate. And Barry still got to be president. So, Trump had one bad debate through cheating. Note back to the tinfoil hat theory. So, what's America? Let's make America great again later.
Obviously, the there was lost it there.
There was right? two. There was two other debates after that, Mitt Romney and Barack Obama debate. So that's yes, the first debate Romney won hands down, but Obama came back in two debates and
Trump's had a bad debate before as well.
Yeah.
We've already kind of went through that whole earring thing. I believe Dawn said that they're like a high end Tiffany earring. I think my wife said the same thing. Don't get any ideas. You're not getting them. Sorry.
I have similar Tiffany earrings to that, but it was not identical to the Tiffany. If you look it up, it was the company. I swear to God, it was the company who makes those earrings, which are pretty cool, that are like a mic, that put that out there.
Okay.
They really don't look like the earrings.
And by the way, we're going to have to, maybe we'll do the big take on that tomorrow, or at least get to it at 6:30. We got to talk about this ABC whistleblower story. I mean, that's kind of been lost in the news as well with, the assassination attempt, ducks and geese, and six ABCs, Brian Taft.
Yeah.
Playing his own song. They're done,
dude. I like this.
Ain't nothing like being unburdened. Only raised in a middle class family. $25,000 to buy your first home. $50,000 to start up a company. Don't you know she's coming after me with inflation? Kamala, Kamala,
Wow, there you go.
Nice work.
There you go.
What an audience. Wow. What a group of
it's
people.
Amazing.
Best
it's
audience
amazing.
In the radio. Yeah. It's unbelievable.
Exactly. I mean, it's just the creativity of this audience is just, it's
yes.
It's amazing.
It really is. And the generosity
was,
as well.
I think that that was Newman Price.
Who all right. That. Nice work out of Newman. Yep. We'll find out what's on tap for the Dawn Show in a few moments. But right now, we get to Today in Music History.
What happened on this day in music history?
September 16th, we celebrate the birthdays of Ron Blair from Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers, as well as Kenny Jones from the Small Faces, The Faces, and The Who. Heavenly birthday shout-outs to Tom Leaden, also from Tom Petty, but with Mudcrutch, and B.B. King. We also lost Mary Travers from Peter, Paul, and Mary on this day in 2009, and Mark Bolan from T-Rex in 77. Singles include Rapper's Delight by the Sugar Hill Gang in 79, She Loves You by the Beatles in 63, My Wedding Song When I See You Smile by Bad English in 89, and If It Makes You Happy by Sheryl Crow in 96. Albums include The Talking Heads' debut in 77, Asylum by Kiss in 85, Perfect Strangers by Deep Purple in 84, and Hell Awaits by Slayer in 85. Also in 1970, Jimi Hendrix jammed with Eric Burdon and War. It would actually be the last time he would play music. In 72, Peter Frampton played his first solo gig. In 64, the variety show Shindig premiered in the U.S. on ABC. And in 2006, Bob Dylan became the oldest person to top the album chart when Modern Times hit number one. But lastly, on this day in 84, Miami Vice made its TV debut, which of course included the scene with Phil Collins' hit, In the Air Tonight.
Dawn Show coming up in about 5.5 minutes. Real quickly, we got to do predictions. Monday Night Football.
Ah, yes.
I'm going to take the Eagles by a touchdown, 23-16.
I'm going to say the Eagles, it's not even going to be close. I'm going to say 31-17.
31-17. Yeah. Dawn Stensland, prediction?
34-29.
Nice. All right, Eagles. High scoring.
We all predicting the Eagles win.
That's correct.
Eagles!
Yeah. All right, that'll do it for us. Everybody have a great rest of your Monday. Enjoy the rest of the day. Dawn is next. We're back tomorrow morning at 6, and as our favorite Eagles fan would say,
Eagles! Yes!
Start your day with Kale and Company. Weekday mornings 6 till 10 on Talk Radio 1210, WPHT, and the free Odyssey app.